Hi, it's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point, and we have a little special something for you in our podcast feed today. We want to go back to a moment from earlier this month when Joe Biden addressed the nation for the first time as president-elect. Now, Biden is only the second president who's also a practicing Catholic in the nation's history. And Biden referenced his Catholic faith by invoking a particular hymn.
It captures the faith that sustains me, which I believe sustains America. And I hope it can provide some comfort and solace to the 230,000 Americans who've lost a loved one to this terrible virus this year. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. Hopefully this hymn gives you solace as well. And it goes like this. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, and make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand.
Biden said the hymn was particularly meaningful to his late son, Beau Biden, and now he saw it in the broader context to the rest of the country.
And now together, on eagle's wings, we embark on the work that God and history have called upon us to do. With full hearts and steady hands, with faith in America and in each other, with love of country, a thirst for justice, let us be the nation that we know we can be, a nation united, a nation strengthened, a nation healed. The United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, there's never, never been anything we've tried we've not been able to do.
Now, Biden's mentioning of this hymn really stood out to a lot of folks watching the address. Singer Lana Del Rey covered it on her Instagram.
Raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm.
Now, the text of the hymn draws from Psalm 91 in the Bible, but it was composed by Father Jan Michael Jonkas, a priest and artist in residence and research fellow in Catholic studies at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota.
In 1976, I had dropped out of the seminary system for a while and was working, but wanted to keep friendships up with people that I had studied with. And one of them was a man named Doug Hall from Omaha, who had continued in the seminary system and was studying at Theological College in Washington, D.C. Well, when we came home to Theological College after a wonderful dinner, there was a message waiting for Doug saying that his dad had just had a heart attack. And the song was actually generated between that night and the wake service for his dad. I would say that the most common experience for me when people contact me about having used the song is in the context of funerals. So their experience of comfort and encouragement at the loss of a loved one is usually why they would write to me. Psalm 91 is part of the formal night prayer for Roman Catholics in a thing called the Liturgy of the Hours.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
And Psalm 91 is one of the psalms that's prescribed for one of the day's night prayer. So I'd been praying it for years.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust.
And it came to mind when thinking about trying to create a song that would be of comfort and encouragement. One of the great blessings of living long enough to hear the song done in many different contexts is now to look back and realize that although it started in a Catholic ambit, it soon moved beyond Catholicism to other Christian denominations. So it was no longer confined just to Catholicism.
A massive car bomb exploded outside of a large federal building in downtown Oklahoma City, shattering that building, killing children.
When the Oklahoma bombings took place, some years ago. I believe the wife of the governor of Oklahoma at that time asked that On Eagle's Wings be sung for the memorial service. And that was the first time that I recognized the song had gone beyond any even religious, direct religious context to now be kind of a civic hymn. And I was absolutely delighted to see that it could move beyond certain frameworks and make comfort and encouragement available to people in other contexts. When President-elect Biden used it in a new context, it awakened an entirely new way of interpreting the song for me. And I thought, perhaps he's thinking we are, as American citizens, divided about 50% against 50%. And here's the image of an eagle flying. It's impossible for an eagle to fly with only one wing. It needs both of the wings to be able to soar. And perhaps he's thinking we need both sides, the 50% and the 50%, to soar ahead into the future as a good country.
He will raise you up on eagle's wings.
You're hearing Susan Powell and the Oklahoma City Philharmonic perform On Eagle's Wings at the memorial service for the victims of the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. On Eagle's Wings was written by Father Jan Michael Jonkas, a priest and the artist in residence at the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.